guys, Florida Man here. Make sure you catch all the action as the Morning After heads down to Jupiter, Florida, February 12th through the 16th for the Cardinals Spring Training. All of the spring training content is brought to you by Budweiser, the Pump Sports Bar, JMH Law Firm, Grand Cru Cigars, DB Sports Bar, and Glen Ed Penske Truck Rental. Missed some of the show? Don't worry. All show segments are available for download at 590thefan.com. Come on in. The water's warm.
With only three home games left, you don't want to miss the action at Shea Fitz Arena on Saturday, February 10th, when Travis Ford leads the Billikens against LaSalle at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit SlewBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus LaSalle, Saturday, February 10th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets now at SlewBillikens.com.
Yellowstone. We've got to see it. It's been there a million years, so I guess there's no hurry. I remember when our son was a kid. Boy, that seems like a million years ago. Wow. You know, maybe it's time for this geezer to get to that geyser. How about you? Don't wait too long. Rent an RV from Byerly for an adventure of a lifetime, or buy one and make every weekend a little vacation.
For the rest of your life.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Hey guys, Florida Man here. Make sure you catch all the action as the Morning After heads down to Jupiter, Florida, February 12th through the 16th for the Cardinals Spring Training. All of the spring training content is brought to you by Budweiser, the Pump Sports Bar, JMH Law Firm, Grand Cru Cigars, DB Sports Bar, and Glen Ed Penske Truck Rental. Missed some of the show? Don't worry. All show segments are available for download at 590thefan.com. Come on in. The water's warm.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. As you look over our bountiful selection of fresh fruits and vegetables, know that every melon, every potato, every head of broccoli has been stared at and studied three times before it's ready to buy. But go ahead, look it over, sniff it, listen to it. It's your right. And you look cool doing it. This week, get bagged bananas for only 49 cents a pound or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
This is Denise Bradley from Appliance Discounters. One of the many great lessons that my brother Tony and I have learned over the years from our mom is not to be greedy. We began our company back in 2006 with the same advice instilled in our business practice. Since we buy our Bosch appliances factory direct, we pass that savings on to our customers. How do you think we came up with the motto, our savings are your savings? We have now grown from one Appliance Discounters location to the sixth one in Fairview Heights, Illinois. We feel very fortunate that we can pass our Bosch savings on to you.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet.
Where?
To the sunny side of the street.
Day six of a cold from hell that won't go away.
Yeah, it's like 22 degrees outside or something. 24.
No, I mean the cold. Like I have a cold.
You're cold. Yeah.
Yeah, the guy who never gets a cold has a cold, which is why I'm such a baby and a complainer. And I used to have a cold.
You have been sick, hopefully, a lot this year.
Oh, hang on.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Crossed over.
Ah, good one, Homer. yeah, we'll let Willie finish singing, and then we'll talk. I have an observation
gold dust at my
that
feet,
I think everybody will relate to.
Street.
So here we are. February, that's right, February 7th, 2018. Okay, I'm still not used to that. In the year of our Lord, A.D., Anno Domini. And day six of the cold that won't go away. The cold that I got, and I told you this yesterday, you usually don't know where you picked up a cold. I'm telling you right now, I know where I got that. That woman who walked by me 7 days ago and coughed on me. As she walked by you, and I thought, oh, I just absorbed 90%. And the next day, look what happens. And I never get a cold. So I'm a complainer. I'm a baby. And I'm proud of it. Now, here's my observation. First of all, welcome. Everybody, welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. Let me quickly introduce the players. To my right, your right dashboard speaker, Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Well, that was very brief.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today? Have a good one.
Now, see, that's it. You're personalizing. Hello. How's everybody? Nice to see you. You know, that kind of thing. Counterclockwise, in his own isolated, quarantined glass room.
Yes.
Dan Strauss. Dan, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
Private investigator and newsman part time, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hello to everybody.
Hello, 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 hello.
We didn't ask for a comedy routine. Now, the reason I think we should start doing that.
There was four people, and I got them all with their own private hello.
Okay. The reason that I want to start doing that is it just struck me that for years I didn't introduce everybody till the Playhouse in the 5 o'clock hour. And since we've come to 590, I get a couple of emails from people, and they really like the show. They go, but who is the control board guy, and who's the news guy? So we'll kind of introduce you at the beginning of the show. Now, here's my observation about this having a cold. And it's something that in nature that doesn't get enough credit. And it's a function in our bodies that is very impressive, actually. And I don't like the word snot. I've never liked the word, but I don't know what other word to use for what you blow out of your nose. That's what it is. It's snot. Does anybody know another name for it? I don't.
No.
So we're gonna use it now. Here's my observation. We should be in awe of the ability our bodies have to produce this stuff we call snot. You can blow your nose, and I'm not kidding. You can blow until you almost blow your brains out, and it's just all out. It's gone, nothing but air now. And in 5 minutes, there's another pile of it. It's manufactured another complete load of that stuff to blow out again. That is impressive. What else? What other manufacturing facility can crank out that kind of volume?
I don't know. It's like a snot factory up there.
It is. That's what I just said. I said it's like a factory. Yeah.
You can add a word to it, though, to maybe give it a little bit more palatable verbiage like snot rocket.
That's a different thing. Snot rocket is what like farmers do, or people, or a guy playing golf when he thinks nobody's looking.
Oh.
And he holds one nostril shut and then blows and out the other one. Which, by the way, is the most effective way. It's better than any Kleenex or blowing your nose, but it looks disgusting.
I've never been able to do that.
Oh, I could do it. I love it. I love doing it because it is, again, it cleans it out. But then 5 minutes later, there it is again. Now, I heard a doctor, this was last year, I'm watching one of these, I don't know, morning TV. They had a doctor on there. And, folks, this is disgusting, what I'm about to say. But most things I hear or see, I don't retain. I don't remember. But every once in a while, you hear somebody say something, and you never forget it. And when he said this, I thought, well, I never knew that. And it was one of these, there was an audience, a studio audience, and some doctor. And one of the women in the audience said, and folks listening, please, don't email me when I say this. I apologize. It's disgusting, but it actually was the conversation. And the woman's concern was, she said, my son eats his boogers, and it really concerns me. You know what the doctor said? He said, no big deal. They're almost sterile. He said, the stuff that comes out of your nose is not nasty or dirty. We think it is, but it's not going to hurt him. Now, did you know that? Did you guys know that?
I always thought that the nose, was like a cleaning system for your breathing. So basically your snot was all the bad stuff that it had collected throughout the day. So I assumed that it was bad.
That's what I thought.
Well,
the dictionary says the only other word for it is mucus.
Yeah, mucus.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not strong enough. It deserves a worse word because of just what it is. It's it's irritating. You can't see. Now, I ordered through Amazon a product, and I'm the last guy to get sucked in by TV commercials because I'm like a critic of TV. But I see this TV commercial for a thing called, and folks, here's the reason that I'm reluctant to do this, because some of you are going to email me and go, what was the name of that product again? Please don't do that. Please, just try to remember it. And it's not easy to remember. I see a commercial for a thing called Navage. Navage. Anybody here heard of it?
No. Never.
Spell it again.
You've heard Navage. Navage. Now, I know you've heard of Neti Pot, right?
Nope.
You never heard of the Neti Pot?
No. What is a Neti Pot?
Oh, my goodness. It's like saline solution, and you push it into one nostril, and it comes out the other nostril.
Oh,
it
kind
of runs the same.
Yeah, no. Ugh.
Okay, but it's you either pour it or use a squeeze bottle. Check this out. This Navage is electric. It runs on two. I ordered it. I already have it. Two AA batteries. Now, here's the deal. It looks weird, and I'm sure I see what Tim's doing. He's going to pull it up and look at it. And you can. You go to YouTube and watch a video on the Navage sinus cleaning machine. This thing is fantastic. What? You hold it up to your nose, and there are two little rubber things, and you push them into your nose. Now, it's filled with a saline solution, and then the bottom part is the collection tank. You hold it up to your nose, and you depress the button halfway in. And at halfway, keep your mouth closed, you'll feel suction, like it's drawing a vacuum, pulling all the air out of your head. Then you depress the button all the way in, and the saline solution shoots in one nostril and sucks it out the other one. Mm. It is actually cleaning your whole sinus cavity and flushing that junk
out. Have you tried this yet?
Oh, I've done it like 8 times.
How does it feel? Because well, I mean, like,
it feels fantastic.
Because I have sleep apnea. I've slept with one of these things for about 7 years.
A Navage?
Not that, but something extremely similar where they make three kinds. It goes over your nose and mouth, and that makes you feel like you're going to die.
It doesn't shoot water up your nose while you're sleeping.
No, it just generates a higher stream of
water.
Air. But you fill it with water, though.
Yeah, they're salt pods, okay? And the pods, when you close it shut, the pod opens and releases the saline into the warm water you put in there. And then it gently, not it doesn't hurt, blows the saline in one nostril, and it comes out the other one. And, well, and when you're finished, you hold this thing up, and you can see that junk that was in your head. Unfortunately, it's going to remanufacture some of it. Now, I went online, and I watched a bunch of testimonials from people who bought this thing, and it's pretty impressive. One woman on there has a cat, and she's allergic to cats, but she loves her cat. So even though her cat makes her sneeze, and she says, I love my cat, so she buys this Navage. She changed her life. She said, it changed my life. She does it like twice a day. And so she did it on YouTube and held it up to the light, and you can see cat hairs and stuff that was in her sinus cavity blown out and sucked through. So I don't want to email a bunch of people back. Oh, here's the name, Navage. In fact, do me a favor, just Google device to clean out your sinuses. You'll see a list of stuff, and you'll know when you get to Navage, Navage.
I've got a couple more questions about this Navage thing.
Yeah.
Right, because the only experience I've ever had where water has gone up my nose has been in, like, you know, either the pool or you're on a float trip or something like that, and it goes up accidentally, right, and it hurts. Like, you know, it feels uncomfortable. So, I mean, are you using cold water for this Navage?
No, warm water. No, warm water. Warm, preferably...
You're supposed to use distilled water.
Well, distilled or any kind of bottled water is fine.
So it's got to be bottled water, okay. And, I mean, what does it feel like?
I'll tell you, right now I use tap water because we have a softener system and a filter. So I use tap water. It feels weird. And it'll come out, until you learn how to do it, it kind of comes out of your throat a little bit, but it's just salt water.
Does it feel like it's going to come out of your eyes, too,
no,
when it shoots up?
No. Huh. No, this thing is, I don't know who invented this thing. It's about $60-$70. And I thought, well, this is worth a try. I don't have allergies. I used to. When I was in my 30s, I had them bad. But as you can hear, I still have the stinking cold. And I am such a huge baby, so I thought, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to tell you something. Now, if you're completely blocked, like your nasal cavity is swollen shut, you can't get any air in or out, this thing won't work. But if you have a little air passage, it'll use that to blow in one nostril and pull it out the other one. And I'm going to tell you something. The first time I did it, I thought, this is great. And for allergy people, I called my son. My second son has horrible allergies. I said, order this. Because when spring comes, you do this a couple times a day, morning and night, I think it'll change your life. So he's going to get one. So Navage, Navage, free commercial for those people. But I thought it was worth talking about and worth mentioning for anybody out there, especially people with allergies, because when that stuff is in your head, it just continues to irritate and aggravate you, so you flush it out of there. Merck segment, does anybody have anything to say?
Not today.
I have one.
Are you speaking for everybody?
No, just for me.
Oh, just for you. Okay. I believe Dan Strauss looks
no,
like
that was,
he looks like he is.
No, that was that's Tim. Tim said, you I think Tim has something.
You didn't let me finish. Oh, you let me finish. Okay. I was going to say, I believe Dan Strauss is probably going to pass and not have anything to say. See, that's what I was going to say.
Oh, I jumped the gun.
Yeah, you did.
Oh,
you
jumped, you sorry jumped about that.
I believe our own private investigator and newsman, Tim Woodburn, has something he'd like to share. Tim?
Ooh, wait, sorry. Can you try that again? Just really quick, just introduce him as Tim Woodburn, as you do.
Okay, I believe our own newsman and private investigator, Tim Woodburn, has something to say. Tim?
How was that?
No. And I'll tell you why that doesn't work. That's the dragnet. Those guys were cops, okay?
Well, yeah, he's not a hilarious movie.
Yeah, but he's not a cop. He's not a detective.
You don't know where the story is going. Maybe it's something crime-related.
It actually is, and this is. I'm a little concerned about this because this may be my first ever.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, listen to this when I laugh. Listen to this. This is real pleasant.
Oh,
listen.
I know. Oh yeah, Muttley.
Ratchet.
You sound like Muttley. Muttley, the snickering hound.
Yeah, I know. Dan always says it's Muttley. I hate that. Go ahead.
This is the only Burke segment I've ever done, and this my I believe 68th show that may qualify me for misdemeanor prosecution.
Termination?
But I'm going to give it a whirl anyway. I sat at Kirkwood Brewhouse for 2 hours prior to the show, getting a ton of work done and writing the newscast and emailing a ton of people and getting stuff done. And one of the things that I do as a customer, when a waitress or server, Tara, in this case, the lovely Tara, who we all know, handed me a pen to sign my tab, she handed me a really nice pen. And if somebody's dumb enough to hand me a really nice pen at a restaurant to sign my credit card tab with, and I really like the pen.
Sorry.
Exactly.
What was that?
That was me sneezing. I left my microphone on.
No, you hit the wrong one.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. Go ahead, Tim.
I'll tip an extra dollar or two and steal the pen. I mean, if it's that nice a pen and they're dumb enough to put it in my hands, I mean, I consider it an option to buy.
That doesn't make them dumb because they gave you a good pen.
Yes, it does.
All right. That's why some of those things have a chain on the pen.
Right.
When they bring you your check and there's like a chain, so guys like you can't steal the pen.
So I told her, I said, you know, Tara, I said, I almost stole your pen. I was going to tip you an extra couple bucks and steal your pen, but it's such a nice pen that I thought you would miss it and enjoy it. She goes, it's not even my pen. Somebody left it here. It's even got his picture on it. And I said, really? Let me see it. And I look at the pen, and it's a picture of somebody that I know.
Really?
And it's a picture.
They have their picture on a pen?
I got it right here in studio.
Wow.
And it has his name on it, and he's changed careers since I knew him. And this guy screwed me over one time about 10 years ago when he was an F&I guy at a car dealership, and I was leasing a BMW at the time, and he gave me in writing a 30-day guarantee of what they would buy my car back for. And I went and brought it back 29 days later, and he had a new boss in, and the new boss refused to honor that 30-day price because I had put some additional miles on the leased car, and they wanted to charge me for those leased miles, even though I was buying a new car from them, and they still wouldn't honor the lease price of what I committed to 29 days before.
Mm-hmm. See, this is a perfect example of sometimes you don't know who you're dealing with.
Right.
Little did they know you would become a successful private investigator.
Exactly. And this guy, I'm going to say his name. Should I say his name or should
I? I probably wouldn't.
Well, okay, I'll tell you what. I won't say his name. But I will tell you this. He became a major news story in this market a couple of years later when he got involved in a lawsuit against the St. Louis Rams football team for screwing people over on their PSL license applications. And I hadn't even seen the guy in a long time.
What, was he convicted?
No, he was saying that he got robbed, and he was suing the Rams for money back for the whole PSL snafu that went down. This is years ago. Yeah. Well, when I went back into the car dealership where this guy worked, and he screwed me, Frank, and I'm not kidding you, $2,300.
That's a lot of money.
$100. And this car dealership had the nicest coffee break room I have ever seen in my life. I mean, they had this coffee machine must have cost $30,000. It was the nicest thing I had ever seen in my life.
It's like a cappuccino type.
Oh, deal. Unbelievable. It had like 50.
Did you steal it? You stole it.
No, I did consider that, but I didn't quite do that. I thought that would be a little overkill for the $2,300 I got screwed, you know. But what I did do is I went and got myself a nice big fat cup of coffee in this really nice break room. And I went over to his desk, and he had about a 18-inch stack high of paperwork on his desk, and he hadn't yet reported for work that day.
Did you poo on his desk?
I had a little boo-boo.
You pooed on his desk?
No, I accidentally spilled an 18 ounce cup of coffee over about 700 pieces of paperwork desk, and then I ran.
But here's the bad part of that story. Mm-hmm. He didn't know you did it. Don't you kind of wish he knew it was you so he could pay back and get the message?
That's kind of what this radio show is for, because apparently he goes into that restaurant all the time. And that's the best part of revenge, is getting somebody back where they don't know it's you, and then either on your deathbed or maybe just a little bit before,
finally find out.
Making sure they know it's you.
Yeah. That you go visit him when he's terminal. He's got about an hour to leave, and you go, by the way, that was me. Is that him?
It's some kind of car dealership.
Yeah, don't answer. Is that what it shows on the car ID? Don't answer.
Yeah.
So
that's a great story.
I'm keeping his pen.
They say payback's a bitch. Sometimes payback is great.
Man, couldn't believe it. I picked that pen up and I saw that picture and I'm like, I cannot believe I just got handed this pen 2 minutes before I came on the air.
I can't believe it's got a picture of him on there.
I know.
Ego.
That's a big ego. He's Frank's favorite profession now. You know what he is, Frank? Just what St. Louis needs another one of. What do you always say St. Louis has too many of?
Oh.
FMDJs.
He's a realtor. Just what St. Louis needs is another realtor.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wow, that really is a profession where there's... I mean, come on. How many do we need? And it's... when I get a realtor, I want somebody that is hungry and needs to sell my house to pay the bills. I don't want, this, that's a hobby, retired, I don't have anything to do, I'm bored, I think I'll be a realtor. I don't want that person. I want the go-getter.
And this machine said, you want the 10-ounce? You want the 14-ounce? You want the 18-ounce?
Could you, shut up?
Oh, see, I would never have played that.
Oh, man.
That was all Limey. That was all Limey. For us.
Sorry.
We can't get enough of your stories. And they can't be long enough.
I just found one.
And now I'll record the 4 and 5 o'clock news, and you guys have a nice day.
I'm sorry. No, come on. I'm sorry.
Now I'm leaving.
I feel bad now. You know what? I'm going to turn off my own mic.
You need to.
Now, is there any other Burke segment? No. Any other Burke segment material?
No, I don't think so.
All right, let's close the Burke segment. Now, I tell you what I'd like to do here. I with all this immigration talk, that's a big topic. I downloaded and printed some sample questions for the citizenship test, and I was going to do that first. But then, while I'm on the computer going through, sample requests, I came across, and for some reason, it's always fifth grade that they zero in. Like, are you smarter than the fifth grader? Because I think that we think of fifth grade as still, Dick and Jane. No, not anymore. Fifth grade stuff is tough. So what I'm going to do first, and we'll eventually get to the citizenship test, I thought, as a group, because I do not have the answers right here. I don't. The way this works is these are actual fifth grade tests from the Teachers Association or something website. And what happens is here, I'm going to click. It says begin the test.
Can we get the answers?
Well, yeah. Once you, it's multiple choice or yes or no, true or false. And once you hit it, it'll say correct or it'll give you the answer.
Oh,
so okay. It's 20 questions. And every time you pull it up, it's a different set of 20 questions. So I took one test of 20. My grade was 75. I got 15.
Wow.
And that's depressing to me because I thought, I'll ace this. I'll get 90 or 100. No, I got 75. These are fifth grade questions.
This is when daughter was in school. She's in college now. But when she was back in school, she said, I'm having a problem with this math. And then I said, oh, here, you can try this way.
Yeah,
we can't do it that
help
way.
You.
Oh, yeah. Are you talking about Common Core math now, where you've got to divide everything by five or something?
I don't know. It's totally different.
I don't even know what that means.
Basically, right, it's this new maths way of equation. Like, when you would try and, divide something in your head? You'd put the number at the top, the number at the bottom, and you'd work it out. You had your little line for where your answers go, and you'd add up everything, carry the one and stuff like that. This new one, basically.
Oh, no. Yeah.
It's just... You basically break down the number into how many fives are in it, and then you add that up together, and then you carry like a three. It's
very
completely
convoluted.
Stupid and bizarre. Ridiculous. Basically, it was something that took off in like Finland or Denmark, and everybody was like, ooh, let's try it here, and they just ran with it.
I got to say this, Limey, I know you've been on, November, December, January, sure. You've been on here for over four months. But every once in a while when you're talking, just for an instant, I think I'm doing an interview with John Lennon. Interesting. I've become used to that accent being part of the show, and I think a lot of listeners have too. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to do some business, then Limey's going to do a real quick little bit of business, and we come back, I'll start with these 20 questions. These are actual fifth grade questions, multiple choice, yes or no, true, false. I took it once, 20 different questions. I'm not ashamed to admit, I got a 75. I don't like that, but that's what I got. So let's do a little business. And the first order of business today is the business of safety and security and gateway lock and security cameras. Now, I'm doing the best I can without calling people names out there in the audience to keep you from going to one of these Costco places and buying cameras just because the box says install it yourself. Easy. Look, in your lifetime, you should know by now that any box of anything that says assembles in just minutes. Minutes means 9,000 minutes. Yeah, it's minutes, but it's not a couple of minutes. Very few people can install security cameras and do it right and have them do what they're supposed to do and not ever fail you. I mean, how frustrating would it be? You've got these great security cameras, they're placed all over you, 12 of them, 6 of them, whatever, and something happens. Some knucklehead thug, even though he sees the cameras, decides, I'm going to go ahead and hurt these people anyway or steal this stuff. And then when you go to retrieve what you desperately need to put this person away, it's not there. It wasn't recorded. It didn't go to the DVR. Because something you did in the installation wasn't right. Or you go to, let's say a neighbor calls you. You're at dinner. And they say, hey, I slipped across the street at your house. Or, do you have somebody doing some work over there? And you go, no. They go, well, some people coming in and out of your house. You having your TV taken out for service? Because it looks like they just took your TV. You go, no. So then you go to your phone because you want to see your house. And you can't see it. Because the way it's supposed to work is you take a tablet, a phone, or a computer, and at any time, 24 hours a day, you could take a look at any camera and what that camera is seeing, or all the cameras at once. But it's not working because you decided to put it in yourself. Listen, this is like so many other things. There are certain things you don't tackle on your own. Look, you can take Alexa and put her in the kitchen, do that yourself if you want to, but we're talking about a considerable expense, if you do it right, for quality, ultra-high-definition cameras, and you want them to work, and you want them to work all the time, and you want them to work right. Gateway, lock, and security cameras. This is what they do. If you're going to do it right. Let a great company, a great family business, put those cameras in for you. And they're not going to install cameras you don't need. If you need 4 cameras, they're not going to come in there and go, well, you need 6. Now, one of the great things about them is they'll put what you need, and they'll put it where you need it, or put them where you need them. It's what they do. Here's the other thing they do you might need to know about, especially if you're building a home or you're building a business or you are refurbishing or maybe remodeling. And that is proximity cards and keyless entry. This is where we are in 2018. Keys are headed for the museum pretty quickly. People enter with cards. They enter with something that a sensor just senses and boom, and you're in. Either keyless entry or proximity cards. And they do a lot of those, and they do it right. They are gateway lock and security cameras. You can find out more at gatewaylockandsecurity.com. Don't go away. Don't go away, because when we come back, we're going to see. And I never liked the show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Because I don't like Jeff Foxworthy. But we're going to find out. And we'll be able to get our score right here on this site that I'm on, because at the end, it'll tell you how you did. So we'll see how we do when we come back. You are listening, if you don't know it, to 590 The Fan.
It's traffic time right now with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by La Quinta Inns and Suites. A stall cleared westbound 70 at the Blanchett Bridge. Also quickly wrapped up a crash eastbound 70 at St. Louis Avenue. You had an earlier train stacking up Route 3 at Monsanto, and a stall reported northbound 55 at Loughborough. How do business travelers win on the road? By staying at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Relax with contemporary lobby makeovers and stylish room designs. Prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
590 The Fan has merged all of its social media to 590 The Fan accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Now you are able to easily find all of your favorite sports news and features in one convenient location. Check out the latest content on the all-new 590thefan.com and download our 590 mobile app on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Be sure to like 590 The Fan on Facebook and Instagram and follow us on Twitter for the most up-to-date sports news and notes from around the area. That's the all-new 590thefan.com.
With only three home games left, you don't want to miss the action at Shea Fitz Arena on Saturday, February 10th, when Travis Ford leads the Billikens against LaSalle at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit SlewBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus LaSalle, Saturday, February 10th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets now at SlewBillikens.com.
First, let's talk about the food before we let you know where it's at. When was the last time you had jumbo shrimp with a Cajun barbecue butter? A dish that's so outrageous you need a loaf of Fazio's French bread for dipping into the sauce once the shrimp are gone. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and open for dinner 7 days a week. And serving USDA prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. Check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hang out with 590 The Fan at Mardi Gras this year at the 1860s Mardi Gras Party Tent on February 10th for only $75.
That's $10 off regular price.
You get access to the best tent in Soulard. Your ticket includes 11 to 6 access to the heated tent, access to 1860 Saloon, an open bar with premium drinks, AB beers, and the 1860s Cajun Buffet. All of this located in the heart of Soulard at the corner of 9th and Geyer. Purchase your tickets on 590thefan.com or search 590 on Eventbrite.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
More fresh thinking from Schnucks. Fresh steak, fresh sausage, fresh kebabs, fresh ground beef, fresh salmon burgers. We cut, grind, and prepare them in the store every day. Our apologies. This will put immense pressure on your side dishes. This week, get our Meat Masters Value Pack fresh regular ground beef for just $2.99 a pound or less. Ground fresh daily, sold in packages of 3 pounds or more. Schnucks, fresh every day.
SSM Health welcomes the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last, presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
All right, we're going to find out how smart we are. Don't go away, because about 5 minutes or so, I want you to hear from somebody who has lost an impressive amount of weight with the help of MD Health and Wellness. But right now, we're going to start this test. Here's the way we'll do this. We all will agree on what our answer is going to be. It'd be easier if there were an odd number of us, but there are four of us. So in a tie, we still have to make a decision. Here's the first question. Can you be president of the United States if you've led a rebellion against the United States? These are actual fifth grade questions from the Department of Education, blah, 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 blah. Can you be president of the U.S. if you've led a rebellion against it? What is our answer going to be? I don't have the answer until we pick one.
It all depends on whether you're successful or not.
If you've led a rebellion, can you be president of the United States?
I would say yes. Just a couple weeks ago on this show, we researched and realized that you can be convicted of a felony and run for president in this country.
All right, I'm going to click yes. Ah, it says wrong. The answer is no. If you have led a rebellion against the United States, you cannot be president. All right, second question.
Idiot!
All right, choose the adjective in this sentence. Johnny ate a splendid apple. Limey?
I'm just going to be honest. I'm not really sure what an adjective is.
Well, you get a pass because you spent 10 years in Birmingham, England. Johnny ate a splendid apple. Dan, what's the adjective? Tim?
Tasty.
The word tasty's not in there.
I'm sorry.
Johnny ate a splendid apple. Holy cow.
What was the question?
Johnny ate a splendid apple. Which word in there is the adjective?
Johnny ate a splendid apple.
Adjective.
No.
No, Johnny ate a splendid apple.
I was just kidding.
Which word is the adjective?
I'm just having fun. I'm sorry. I'm brain dead today.
Okay. We're going with splendid. I'm clicking splendid. Yes, splendid is the correct answer.
Well done, Don.
Which of these numbers is the largest, the greatest number? 0.07, 0.0097, 0.079, or 0.709?
0.709.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I agree. Click. Yes. It says that is so far.
Well done.
We're not doing poor. All right, which one of these is not a simple machine? Screw, pulley, hammer, or wedge? Which one is not a simple machine? Screw, pulley, hammer, wedge.
I'll go pulley.
I'm going to go hammer.
Hammer.
Yeah.
I'm also going to go hammer. Let's click it. Boom! Hammer! Yes! Not a simple machine. All right. Dan?
What?
You're in a band that has to do with some of this astronomy stuff, so you should get this one. Which of these is the fourth planet from the sun?
Oh man.
Mars, Earth, Venus, or Jupiter?
Venus, I think.
Mars, Earth.
Venus. Fourth from the sun. Mars, no. Earth, Venus, or Jupiter?
I was gonna
Venus.
Say Jupiter. But you think it's Venus?
I think it's Mars, because I think Earth is third.
Yeah,
Earth is the third. Yeah, Earth
I thought
is
Mars
third.
Was second.
Oh.
I'm going to go with Tim with Mars.
Okay.
That makes two of us for Mars, okay. So here we go.
Okay.
Click. Boom, it is Mars. Tim and I were correct.
He's all looking right. At Tim.
Which of these is the, again, these are actual fifth grade questions on a test. Which of these is the thinking part of the brain? The spinal cord, the cerebrum, the cerebellum, or the brain stem? Which is the thinking part?
I'm going to go with the cerebellum.
Yeah. I'm
going to
go cerebrum.
I was going to go cerebellum.
I'm going to go with Tim on cerebrum. Let's click it. Tim and I again.
All right.
It is cerebrum.
Wow.
Next question.
I am not
what
smart.
Is the what is the capital of Canada? Is it Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, or Vancouver?
Ottawa.
Toronto.
It's Ottawa.
Ottawa.
Ottawa Senators.
I'm going to say Montreal, but two of us said Ottawa.
It's Ottawa.
So I click Ottawa. Ooh, correct. Yeah. It is Ottawa. I was wrong. What color do you get when you mix blue and yellow? Do you get brown, orange, red, or green?
Green.
Is it, though? I thought green and yellow made blue. No, wait, yeah, green.
No,
yeah,
it's blue and
it's
yellow.
Green. Oh, blue and yellow?
Yeah.
That makes green.
We all agree, green. Click. Correct, it says. All right. How many bones are in the human body? 230, 206, 216, or 188?
Oh, I think...
Read the answers again. Bones in the body. 230, 206, 216, 188.
I'm going to go 216.
I'm going to go 216.
230, I'm going with the high number.
Okay. Two of you said 216.
Yep.
So we have to go with 216. Mm-hmm. I would go 206, but let's see what it is. Ooh, it is 206, not 216.
You got it right, Frank.
I take that one. All right. This will take us halfway through the test. This is question 10 out of 20. And then, Dan, I want to talk to our phone guest.
Gotcha.
Here's the halfway through. Here we go. What is... Now, if I see anybody, look at your phone, calculate it later, or use a pen, you will be expelled from class. What is 12 times 11? Is it 120, 144, 121, or 132?
132.
12 times 11.
132.
132.
Yeah, I'll say
All right, let's go 132. That is correct. 132. All right.
Tell you, Frank, if you ever
halfway through, when we finish it, we'll know our score. We'll know whether or not we passed the fifth grade test.
A month down the road, as an idea for you for something very similar to this, one of us on the show needs to find a college graduate, like somebody who just graduated college, a 21 or 22 year old.
Bring him in here.
No, not that. And ask him questions like name a Beatles song and like all these things that you know you would just think and you'll
common
it's unbelievable how miserable they will fail.
But they won't be miserable because they don't really care. I've seen college students on at least jaywalking type things, and they know they missed it, and they just laugh about it. I'd be embarrassed at some of the stuff. I got to go to the phone here. Benny, are you with us?
Is Benny?
Benny? Pop him up there. He's on line one.
There we go.
Oh, so you didn't have the button pushed. Benny, now are you there?
Yes, sir. Good afternoon.
Hey, Benny. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
Let me explain to people how we first met Benny. About a year and a half ago or so, we did our first golf tournament for Backstoppers, and somebody came up to me at the end and said, hey, did you know John Goodman was there? And I said, no, I didn't. They said, yeah, he was there. And I said, well, where is he? I guess he left. And I thought, well, that's weird. Why wouldn't he stick around and say hello? It wasn't John Goodman. It was this guy, Benny. And I'm not going to give Benny's last name unless he wants me to, but Benny... I went over and met Benny, and honest to goodness, Benny, and you've heard this 100 times or 1,000 times, you talk like John Goodman, and you move like him, and you did look like him, but you don't look as much like him as you used to, because tell everybody, with the help of MD Health and Wellness, tell them how much weight you've lost.
Well, 80 pounds. I went from 350 to 270.
Wow. All right.
Nice. And
that's a lot.
Now
that's
I
a
look
lot
more like George Clooney.
No, you don't. I hate to tell you this, but I saw you, and unfortunately, you just look like a slimmer John Goodman, which is what John Goodman looks like. He himself looks like a thinner version.
Well, yeah,
of
he lost weight, so John.
So you still look like John Goodman.
Yeah.
First of all, good for you. Good for you, and thank you for. For supporting a sponsor and going to see the folks at MD Health and Wellness. And what's your goal? How much do you weigh what now?
Well, this year I'm going to get under 250, which I have not seen in quite a while.
How tall are you?
6'2".
Okay. Yeah, 250 would be, you'd be okay with that. Yeah,
well, under 250. I mean, the ultimate goal is like 225.
Ooh. All right, so you're what now? 270? What'd you say?
Right, got down to 270.
Oh man, you can do this. You'll be able to do it.
Oh yeah.
So congratulations, and I try to find different ways to convince people that MD Health and Wellness really they know what they're doing. This not that all these other things are bad, but this is not a place where you go and. They give you a bunch of food. Here's a week's worth of food. Give us your money, and good luck to you. Did they put you on, did you do the HCG diet?
Oh, yes, sir. And that was, first you have to overcome the fact that you're self-administering shots. So that was the first hurdle.
And had you ever given yourself a shot before this?
No, sir. Never.
See, I hadn't either. And you don't have to call me sir, by the way. And I hadn't either. I'm not diabetic. I'd never give myself a shot. And I try to tell people, it's the easiest shot you will ever give yourself. You don't even feel the needle's the size of a hair, and you're
grabbing. It really is, and it's after the first couple of days, it's a piece of cake. It makes a huge difference. I think the shots, the fact that you buy your own food, you're paying for it. Those three things are a huge motivator. You go in once a week, you get on the scale, and you do not want to be embarrassed because you went back and you didn't lose weight.
And by the way, you just said something that's key here. When you've got money invested in something like this, you want to do what they tell you. You want it to work. You don't want to fail because you just threw your money.
It makes a big difference. You do not want to spend the money because when you have money invested, it's a whole different ballgame. And, and I'd gotten to the point where I was pretty comfortable being heavy and overweight. And I just like one day, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I saw you at the golf tournament a couple years ago, and I'm like, well, heck, if Frank Opinion can do it, I think anybody can do it.
If that loser could do it, I could do it. Well, Benny, thanks for letting us chat with you today. I should have done this sooner, but I wanted to wait and throw a real impressive number at people. But it was impressive when you lost 30 or 40 pounds. So keep going. Keep at it. Keep me posted, will you, as to how it's going. And thank you. Thank you for listening. Thanks for coming to the golf tournament. Thanks for going to MD Health and Wellness. Thank you for all of that.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
All right, Benny, you too. He's a really nice guy.
Wow, he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah, 80 pounds and more to go. He'll do it, too. MD Health and Wellness, there it is. Nothing I can...